let's go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river rolling into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of laughter. The finer things keep.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community In Depth, and I'm so happy to have on the phone with us today Jewel Pickert. Jewel, as many of you know, is a copywriter. She also has been writing for the Hastings Journal newspaper, and she does a lot of freelance things, and her computer is very important to her, and she wants to chat it up with us and give listeners an opportunity to hear a very frightening story that happened to her. Anyway, Jewel, how have you been besides the last week? Let's go before then. How are things before last week?
No, great, great. Glad to be with you, Mo, and everyone. Well, I enjoy writing the articles and other copy, whether it's web pages or white papers, case studies, that sort of thing. Really enjoy it.
So as a copywriter, what exactly is that? And I know you do a lot of freelance things. What are some of the other things that you work on?
Like I mentioned, the white papers, case studies, web pages, articles. Basically anything where marketing copy or persuasive copy is needed, where people want to persuade someone to a particular point of view or persuade them to purchase something or just to inform. Many articles are just to inform, educate people.
And so that's been something that you've been doing freelance for a long time, isn't it?
I've been doing that for a few years, yes.
Yeah, congratulations to you. So let's talk about last week. Jewel, when you called me to tell me this story, I was absolutely shocked that somebody as put together as you had this experience happen to you. So I would like for you to kind of go back to the beginning and remember, a lot of people are in your exact same boat as far as, you know, being computer savvy. So tell us what happened last week, please.
Well, I guess I'll have to preface this by saying that since I'm put together, it doesn't mean that I know everything. So I can be stupid too sometimes. And last Thursday, late in the afternoon, I was doing some research for a white paper, and all of a sudden, I got a blue screen. It surprised me because it was just so quick, and all I was trying to do was scroll down a page. I hadn't even clicked on anything.
And was it a completely black or completely blank blue screen?
No, it was the royal blue screen with the white lettering saying your Windows PC has been infected. They had some other verbiage, and then QR code, and then they were saying that Windows strongly recommends you call tech support, and then they have a phone number. And I was thinking a minute, but you can't see your cursor. You can't shut down the computer properly. You'd have to hold the button in all the way for a long time, but I wasn't sure that would even get rid of it. And I wasn't sure what to do, and I called the number, and of course it was a scammer. I didn't realize that at first. And then I realized while I was talking to this guy that it was something of a smoke and mirrors show. In other words, when this blue screen came down, it's kind of like a curtain between you and your desktop.
Okay.
And it doesn't mean that when the curtain drops, your computer is already infected. It just means they're telling you it's infected to get you to believe it's already infected.
So that when you did call that number, did it seem like you were calling a regular 800 helpline? I mean, did they answer it with a company's name, or how did that go?
Yes, they answered it with a company's name and said they, you know, were affiliated with Microsoft, whatever, but of course the company is online. You can find it online, but it's not. It's a scammer. This one was PC for Help, and it's not a valid company. But anyway, or it's a scammer, let's put it that way. So when this curtain is here, you think you've already been infected because that's what it says, but you haven't been infected yet. But if you talk with them and allow them to try to help you, they give you the impression they're helping you, but they're actually infecting your computer at that time.
Ugh.
And so it's kind of like you're giving them permission to infect your computer. So that's not a good thing, of course.
How did you then proceed? Did you tell him what had happened, and was he reassuring that, oh, yes, I can help you with this? And
well, I said I got a blue screen. Of course, they know that because they planted it there at the site, you know, where I was at, I'm sure. But in any event, yes, he was trying to be reassuring and everything sounded like a help person. But there were, I'd have to say, there were some red flags that went off in my head. Not real big ones, just kind of things that seemed odd or a little out of place, things that he said. But what would happen is if something seemed out of place, I would focus on that, and then he would go to something else right away. So I didn't really have time to process it completely, if that makes any sense.
It does.
So
what were some of the things that he said that you thought, gosh, that doesn't make sense?
One of the things that didn't make sense is he was explaining to me what he was doing. But if I doubted him, then he would back away from what he was doing, and he would just keep talking as though he needed to explain this to me, and it didn't make sense, because if you're a help person, why wouldn't you just focus on getting rid of the problem? Why is it so important to educate me? So I'm thinking that may have been the ruse to gain more time to be able to complete whatever it is they wanted to do in order to get what they wanted. And it must be akin to distracted driving, where you know there's something more important that you should be paying attention to, but there's your phone or the radio or something over here that you're looking at instead. And that seemed to be kind of what their MO is. And then he would keep talking on a regular basis, and then he would, at one point, he wanted my birth date, and I'm like, no, you don't need that, and I ended it, and of course, the screen was still there, so I still didn't know how to get rid of it, but I was off the internet, and I just pressed the power button in as much as possible, as long as it needed to be, you know, to turn it off, and I called Geek Squad, and they were saying that typically what happens is they're not after particular files on the computer as much as they want to infect the computer, so that when you see you can't, you know, it's still infected and you can't use it the way you did before, then they'd say, well, it's going to cost, you know, whatever, $600-$700, whatever it is, to fix it. And then you pay them the money, and then they may or may not, you know, fix it to where it was before. But I wasn't going to call them back or anything. I just let my computer sit. I didn't put it on the internet or anything. I get on the internet with it or anything. I just kept it closed. And the soonest I could get into Geek Squad was 3 p.m. on Sunday. So between Thursday afternoon and Sunday, of course, I was thinking the worst.
Right.
And thinking, oh my gosh, what did I do? You know, I was so stupid, and I didn't know what would happen or could happen. I didn't know what the capabilities were. And to be honest, I didn't know initially what the protocol from Microsoft was, if there was an error or something, if a blue screen, because I've seen blue screens before, but I didn't run into this. So, you know, somewhere on the internet I had seen where they don't put a phone number on there, but I don't know if that's true or not, if it's, you know, a legitimate thing. So I'm not sure on that.
When you talked to the Geek Squad, did they say that this is something they've seen before, this kind of scam?
Yes, they've seen it before. They were saying it tends to be kind of seasonal, maybe around the holidays, because they're guessing that might be because people are more apt to be on their computers. And, of course, with COVID-19 and so many people working from home, there might be more people on their computers anyway. And, of course, we were going into Labor Day weekend. But I did ask. I said, well, if I were to encounter a blue screen again, what should I do? And they said, well, you can certainly disconnect from the Internet, but that won't get rid of the blue screen. It'll disconnect from whoever is connected with the blue screen. But in order to get rid of the blue screen, you would hit Control-Alt-Delete. And then when the menu comes up, you would click on Task Manager. And then Task Manager, in the box, it lists all the tasks from the most recent to the earliest. And you would click on the most recent, which would be the one running with that blue screen, and tell it to end the task. And then that way it would, you know, get rid of the blue screen and you'd be back to where you were. That's what they told me.
And I've never heard that before, so I'm really happy that you're telling our listeners about that. That is just frightening, and I don't know that how I would feel if I knew that somebody was all of a sudden coming into my computer, if I'd even have the wherewithal to do that. Do you think you will the next time?
The next time, yes. But I am going to try to conduct myself so there is no next time, although I'd have to say I didn't even know, I wasn't even aware I was in bad territory this time, because like I said, I was just doing some research, but evidently they must have had a fake ad or something that I just hovered over without clicking on it, and it tripped it or something. I don't know.
What did the Geek Squad tell to you? Because I know you just recently got your computer back.
Yeah, I just got it this morning, and they had to remove two programs, and there were 8 infections, and they removed those as well. So I haven't really had a chance to look at it too much. I haven't put it on the Internet. There are some other things that look a little odd to me, but it might be because of my unfamiliarity with some of this. But I'll ask them about it just to be sure before I go further, you know, with it.
What also did the Geek Squad tell you as far as 800 numbers or a good number to call? Because it sure seems like it was convenient that you had this problem and there was a number to call right there. I think anyone would have just called that number and asked for help and not knowing it was a scam.
Oh, well, I already had the number for the Geek Squad in Eagan at the Best Buy there written down elsewhere, so I didn't have to go online to find it, but they do have an 800 number. I do not know what it is offhand, but if anyone went to BestBuy.com, they could find the number or just ask for Geek Squad, you know, Google that.
And what have you learned from this, besides the task manager thing?
Well, what I've learned is, one thing, I've acquired a bit more empathy, I think, for anyone else who might be in this position, because you think that a lot of times, if this happens to someone old, you know, they should have known better or whatever. But in this case, I wasn't looking for trouble, and I certainly didn't think I was being careless, but there you go, I got into it anyway. Although I should have stopped sooner I should have listened to my inner self telling me, you know, there's something wrong here. Don't, you know, just disconnect from this guy. But so I would act sooner the next time around because I'd be more aware of it than I was before. So I probably am not as put together as you think.
I don't know about that. Did the Geek Squad tell you what these 8 infections are? I mean, were they going after bank records? Were they going after
personal? Oh, they can't. Personal? No, they were just, I don't do my banking online anyway. But I remember him saying, asking if I had a printer. Well, I think most people do have a printer. And I just said, well, yes, but I do know that I have to reconnect my printer because that must have been one of the things where they had a bug in there. So I'm wondering if they weren't just trying to figure out things that I would use more often and put a bug there so that when I used it the next time, then it would reinfect or they'd get in or whatever. But, you know, you feel violated, or at least I did when this happened. And I'm going to rethink how I have my information and probably go through clean up my computer, which is something I needed to do anyway, and maybe keep some information off the computer and a flash drive or something. You know, they put it in. It's less convenient, but maybe I did have a backup, but maybe backup even more often, that sort of thing.
And did you have one of those firewalls or safeguarding devices on your computer also?
Oh, sure. But if you allow them access, of course, they're going to turn it off.
It's just also crazy, Jewel, and I'm so grateful that you got out of this situation without it turning more negative than it was. And we really appreciate you being so honest and telling people about this. It's a great public service.
Yes, well, if the Control-Alt-Delete Task Manager part helps someone, you know, in the future where they, you know, you can't believe everything you read, of course. And so if that blue curtain comes down, just know it's not for real until you make the call, I guess.
Jewel, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Jewel Pickert, what a great thing that she is doing, is telling people about how easy it is to get taken advantage of sometimes when you least suspect it. So we really appreciate you telling us and talking to us about that. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.